Welcome to today's webinar about how to extend your summer in Myrtle Beach. Our presenter today is Rebecca Seeds, the Canadian Account Manager for Visit Myrtle Beach. We're really excited to have her with us today. We're all set. So Rebecca, take it away whenever you're ready.
Awesome. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks again for sharing your time with me today. My name is Rebecca Seeds, and I am your Canadian Account Manager for Visit Myrtle Beach. Based in Toronto, and today's a bit chilly here, so I definitely wish I was in this beautiful background, which is our main beach area of Visit Myrtle Beach. So I really wanted to showcase why Canadians really embrace Myrtle Beach in the off season. And so think of, you know, extending your summer when it's ended here in Canada into Myrtle Beach. So it's a great time to travel. You know, that term off season is very appealing to many clients, those that are in the retiree generation, or maybe can work remotely. They don't really, you know, have children, so they're not locked into a specific schedule. That's a great time to travel. You know, that September to end of December times, and then maybe coming back up into spring. So you're March, April, May. So that's what I'm presenting today, is why to consider Myrtle Beach in those off-season times. Affordable accommodation, less crowds, and still a beautiful destination. Let's talk about weather. I actually wanted to show you guys a live webcam, which you can see on our website, but it wasn't loading properly. But today's temperature in Myrtle Beach is clear skies, sunny, and 16 degrees. When I was there last October, we hit 24 degrees. So you can even see just by looking at my little chart, September, October, November are still beautiful, warm days, lots of sunshine, a great way to, you know, just extend that summer. And then again, our colder months really is that January, February time. Still though, if you have those clients that are like, I don't want hot heat, but I want sunshine, January, February are still fabulous times to go. And then starting in March, we start to uppick again, getting into your 24s and 30 degrees temperatures by May. So excellent, excellent time to travel to Myrtle Beach in those off seasons. So let's talk about off season. You know, a lot of people think, oh, everything's gonna shut down, you know, stores and restaurants are gonna close up, you know, everything on the boardwalk. That is not the case in Myrtle Beach. A lot of our major activities stay open during that off season. So in addition to 100 kilometers of beachfront, walking on the beach daily, fishing, our state parks are both still open. There's so many beautiful activities to do within those state parks. All of our attractions stay open. So I'm gonna kind of get into some of that after, but I wanted to show you guys a really fun video. It's a few minutes, but it kind of shows you the beautiful history of our state parks, what you can do in them during off season. It just gives you a nice little tidbit of history when you're coming into these areas.
So right now we are in Atalaya. This is our National Historic Landmark here at Huntington Beach State Park. This is actually the former winter home of Archer and Anna Hyatt Huntington, the that the park is named after.
Oh, amazing.
And so one of the most common questions I get is, what is an Atalaya? What does Atalaya mean? So Atalaya is actually Spanish for watchtower, and it refers to the very literal centerpiece of the building.
I didn't know Myrtle Beach had so much historical landmarks and history to it.
So we do try to continue the tradition of stewardship that was started by the Huntingtons, and provide a place for visitors and locals both to come and be inspired by nature, even to this day.
I could tell this place is very inspirational. Just walking in here, like the architecture, all the details, it's absolutely stunning.
If you only visit Atalaya, you're only seeing one half of it. You're only seeing one side of the coin. Mm-hmm. So to really appreciate what this place is, mm-hmm, and what was protected by the Huntingtons here in the park, you really have to explore Brook Green as well. Brook Green Gardens is actually created by the Huntingtons back in the early 1930s. Originally, I think it was going to be a garden to show off and showcase Anna's sculptures, but over time it grew to cover figurative sculptures from other American artists.
And what do you love the most about this place?
That I, even if it's a bad day in the office, mm-hmm. I can walk out of my office and come out here and walk around and just breathe.
Yes, that's for sure.
And enjoy the gardens. Mm. It's a great place. So we're coming up on the largest sculpture in the collection right now. This is Pegasus.
Wow.
Carved. The sculptor is Laura Garden Frazier. But one of the things that I think makes it so amazing is seeing the blue sky behind it. Mm-hmm. And when the sun sets behind it, it's just absolutely stunning. So being able to place art in a natural environment, I think, gives people more of an appreciation for the art. It was all about saving this place and making sure that generations to come could understand and see the natural beauty of this area.
Today was so unexpected, but a wonderful surprise. Who knew going just outside Myrtle Beach, there are these amazing parks, beautiful gardens, and these views of the inlet. I'm so glad I got the chance to discover and explore and learn all about the historical cultures of this place.
So I hope you kind of got inspired as I did just watching that video. It really showcases, you know, outside of that downtown Myrtle Beach, there's 14 communities that are available to discover, you know, to really take in nature, to enjoy that at 100 kilometers of beachfront. One of my favorite other events, though, to attend in off season, and I actually, it's on my bucket list. I haven't been able to do it yet, but I plan to, is Nights of a Thousand Candles in Brook Green Gardens. So every November to January, they transform Brook Green with lights everywhere. So picture some of the large trees with the beautiful moss hanging down, and the whole tree is encased in tiny little lights. Any of their ponds will have floating lanterns. It just is extraordinary. So an excellent tip for anyone of your clients that are traveling in off season to Myrtle Beach during this time, they definitely need to put it on their list to go check out Night of a Thousand Candles. And of course, thinking of off season, you know, you still are asking what is there to do and see. The food scene is not going to end. So our culinary revival is still happening. And it's great as seasons change in Myrtle Beach, so does some of the culinary choices. But Myrtle's, for instance, Myrtle's Inlet is still open. They are still having fresh seafood come in. You know, it's just based on seasonality of the time of year of what they're catching. So still a great place to go dine. Our beer trail, obviously, is still a fun option to go check out. And then we have some fall food festivals that are also great to go down and check out in off season. So September, we have our Beach and Chili Fest. October, Shrimp Fest, one of my favorite. The Bog Off Festival as well. And events keep happening all year round. So it's really great to even check out our events page on our website because there's always something happening even in off season. Our entertainment as well is extraordinary. So over 8 live entertainment theaters. And a lot of these will transform into more of a holiday theme theater. So of course, our popular ones for Christmas would be the Carolina Opry, Alabama Theater. Both do really extraordinary Christmas theater shows. But of course, you can still go check out, you know, the Pirates Dinner, the Grand Cirque GTS Theater. Lots of fun nightlife to do when you're in off season. And of course, golf does not end in Myrtle Beach. And I think that's why, you know, they call it a golfer's paradise, because really the season may have ended here in Canada, but why not, you know, tell your clients they can extend it well into December, January, and February in Myrtle Beach. There's a lot of great championship golf courses, and they actually have started to offer a snowbird golf pass during that off season. So I've included the details there. It's a great discount. Essentially, it's a membership that allows you to access a lot of the resort golf courses that are private. So with this membership, you get that access, you get discounts for your tee times, you get discounts at some of the restaurants. It's a really great thing to check out if you have a golfer that is heading down between December and March. There's the website, myrtlebeachgolfpassport.com. Highly recommend if you have someone that's a golfer. And then, of course, going into November, December, January, the destination also transforms into their version of a winter wonderland. You will never see snow in Myrtle Beach, I promise. You know, you may get some rainy, chilly, you know, cool days in January, December, but nothing like what we'll be experiencing here. So our winter wonderland in Myrtle Beach really kind of looks more like your holiday markets, where we transform a street with all open tents to go shopping. We will do fireworks shows. We'll have an art walk, nightly DJs, even a drone light show. So this full list of events starts November 29th. It's on our website called Winter Wonderland at the Beach. And of course, shopping never ends. great shopping in Myrtle Beach. The first place I hit when we were there was, of course, Target. So that was a must for me. But we've got some really excellent shopping areas. Barefoot Landing is very prominent. Market Common. One of my favorite was the Hammock Shops Village. And in here is a quaint little store with a gentleman that actually does weaving of the hammocks. He does a demonstration, or he does a full class where you can actually make your own hammock to take home. So fabulous, fabulous shopping all throughout Myrtle Beach, all throughout those communities that we talk about. Now we're thinking of, so we've kind of covered, you know, your fall off-season travel. Now let's consider into spring, or also what a lot of people talk about is your March break. And for us in Myrtle Beach, it's Can-Am days. So I am hoping that a few of you have heard of this term before, but it really is a time of year that Myrtle Beach opens its arms and says, come on, Canada, come down to Myrtle Beach, enjoy the discounts. We love you. We want you to stay. It's just a really fun time of year. This is our 64th annual Can-Am Days. So we've been doing this a long time. So hopefully you have heard of it. We do a lot of fun events. We usually do a kickoff party at our local CBB office. There will be Tim Hortons coffee being served at some of our attractions. Even within the CBB daily, you can show up and get your favorite Tim Hortons. Free events throughout the week. But the biggest attraction is those heavy, heavy discounts. And that's what I wanted to just remind you guys of today, is that on our website, we are slowly updating all the dates that will coincide with the kickoff week. But this is what's loaded so far. So again, this is just a handful of our accommodations, but more will be coming. It's just for Canadians. They just have to show proof of Canadian residency when they arrive, but you can pre-book this for your clients that are looking for some great options. And if you look, a lot of them extend beyond March. This isn't just a March break, you know, kids special. This is really an extension well beyond March that you can, you know, mention to your clients and say it's a great time to book at these properties because they really love Canadians and want you to come down. So I kind of threw a slide in here because people are always asking me for long stay ideas. We work with a handful of properties that offer condo stays. So oceanfront condos, a full beach home rental, long-term property rentals. Some of them will even allow pets to stay. So it's a really great connection here. They all pay commission, which is also good for you to know. So this would be companies that you would look into on your own. and directly book with them for your clients. So vacationmyrtlebeach.com, Myrtle Beach Resort Vacations, Condo World Resorts, myrtlebeachvacationrentals.com, and then Britain Resorts as a whole takes in about 20 different style of more hotel oceanfront properties. But a great little list for you guys to start with if you have that snowbird long stay client. So how to sell Myrtle Beach? You know, today's presentation was really just to give you guys a glimpse into how to recommend it, especially for off season. But we are an FIT destination, so a little bit of extra legwork. It's an easy drive. So a lot of your clients are already going to be driving down. They may just come to you for that hotel or that long stay rental property. For your basic, you know, hotel, car and air, you could book through travel brands. Again, I talked about booking directly with some of those beach home companies. Maybe you've got a senior client and they don't, you know, are traveling alone. There's a lot of great motor coach companies here in Canada that have put together tours to Myrtle Beach in off season. So I have a list of those as well. And then if you're looking for more of a structured golf package, Voyage en Drant out of Montreal has some great options into Myrtle Beach. But of course, this is when you use me, your tourist board connection, to help you piece together how to sell the beach and who to recommend it to, where to go, where to stay. So I'm always that extra source of information. Now, the best way to sell the beach is for you guys to come. Please come to the beach. I have a list of current hotel partners. I have them posted on Spoiled Agent website. And these are partners that have come to the table offering a little bit of an extra discount for you guys to come and stay above and beyond your commission. So definitely check that out. Or if you have a specific place in mind, please let me know if you are ever visiting Myrtle Beach. We definitely want to take care of you when you are down there. And my last little update is my new travel agent landing page. So please scan the QR code. This is a great little resource for you guys. I've got my profile sheet there. You can download the visitor's guide, lots of quick references and guides on how to sell the beach. And that's my contact information. If you are based in Quebec, we do have Sylvie. She's our French speaking sales manager out that way. But we would both love to hear from you if you ever have questions. Let's keep them waiting. We'll do some questions and then I'm going to announce my prize winner.
Sounds good to me. The first one, is there one area of Myrtle Beach that's more popular for long stay guests or snowbirds?
Yeah, I definitely get a lot of people enjoying barefoot landing. So this is not a true oceanfront area of Myrtle Beach, but it's excellent for location-wise to shopping, some of our attractions, you know, local grocery stores. It's a little more affordable because it's about 10 minutes away from the beach. But if you want true oceanfront condos, most of my snowbirds are kind of staying North Myrtle Beach. It's definitely a little quieter. North Myrtle would take you about 10, 15 minutes to drive to the downtown section of Myrtle Beach, which is where your boardwalk is, some of your attractions, that big sky wheel. I would say either North Myrtle Beach, Barefoot Landing area are two great options for snowbirds or long stays.
Okay, great. And then can people bring their pets when booking long stays?
Yes, that is a big feature when coming to Myrtle Beach. So a lot of our accommodations on our accommodation page of the website, you can actually filter out if they are pet friendly. So it's excellent. The only thing I do recommend is if clients are driving across the border, they just make sure everything is updated with border crossing. I know sometimes you need paperwork to show the dog is, you know, updated with its vaccinations, etc. I don't get into that stuff, but definitely pets are very welcome in Myrtle Beach.
My dog would definitely love that running straight down almost.
Go in March, like I was saying. And I said to my husband, like, we can bring the dog. And he's like, that could actually be really fun. So yeah, I bring my dog. Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like that's all the questions for now. So we'll wrap up, and huge thank you to Rebecca and Visit Myrtle Beach. And have a great rest of your day, everyone. Thanks again.